From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei.
I was looking for a way out. Now you brought me back in.
That's a scene from A Miami Love Story. It's one of the films that will be shown during the Urban Film Festival in Miami, now in its second year. The idea behind the festival is to bring up-and-coming filmmakers together with movie industry leaders for a kind of crash course on motion pictures. Everything from cinematography and acting to writing and film distribution. The film festival runs throughout the Labor Day weekend. Here in the studio with us is the Urban Film Festival's founder, Marco Mall. Marco, why did you feel it was important to create this festival and series of workshops?
I've been to film festivals all over the world. And a lot of the film festivals here in America, especially the ones that cater to an urban audience, do not focus on some of the main components that are important for filmmakers, which are education, exposure, and distribution. So I thought it was, you know, key that I bring these elements that would help all filmmakers, from no matter what level you're on, be able to grow as filmmakers and monetize from their craft.
And you just said urban audiences. Now, what does the word urban mean to you and the festival's organizers? I mean, there are a lot of different ways to think about that word.
Okay, so in America, a lot of people think urban, they think black, right? Now, I travel all around the world, right? So when I'm in Berlin, you know, you'll say urban and they'll be all white guys, but they might have tats, they might have just a little extra swag, hip hop swag. So I think urban, I really think like the hip hop culture.
A Miami Love Story. Tell us a little more about this movie. It sounds like a rom-com, but it's pretty tough.
They took something from me. We taken everything from them.
Why is this film representative of the kind of work the film festival hopes to inspire?
A Miami Love Story is basically, it's a Romeo and Juliet story between Dominicans and Haitians, where we have a star actor named Fuego. Then we have a beautiful up-and-coming talent named Lexi De La Rosa that fall in love with each other, right? But then, you know, the Dominican kingpin's nephew, and he doesn't do, you know, they don't do the Haitians, and the Haitians are at war. And so by the time they realize it, you know, everything comes up to them having to learn how to forgive, you know. And all of our films have positive messages. Even though you see a little bit of violence and everything, to us, that's reality. You know, so we tell our stories how we see them. But at the end of the day, we make sure that we inspire and try to make sure we have a positive message for people to take out of our stories.
What are the biggest challenges of being a filmmaker in South Florida?
The biggest challenge of being a filmmaker in Miami is that other film places such as LA, distribution-wise, even in Berlin, they don't see Miami as a film market. So when you say you made a movie in Miami, they originally, from the very beginning, think that it's not going to be of high quality. Because most of the high content filming is coming out of LA, Atlanta. You know, when I was in Berlin and I told people, yeah, you know, Miami Love Story, we're a Miami production company, you know, it's an urban film shot in Miami by Miami filmmakers. They're like, oh, kind of like Moonlight. You know, I was like, yeah, exactly. And that helped us get our distribution deal with Tricoast that we're now going to be pushing out nationally in January.
And what's the number one best thing about being a filmmaker in South Florida?
The landscape, the culture, the environment, the access to talents from so many different cultures. You have every look here in Miami, all year round sun. You have a very supportive film office, both film offices, the city of Miami and the county. Permits are easy. It's very cost effective. There's a lot of young people that want to be in film. So if you could take the time out to help train them and develop them, then you can have a great film production team. And that's what we've been doing. It just takes time to really enhance and bring them out.
We've been talking with Marco Mall, the founder of the Urban Film Festival in Miami. The festival runs Friday through Sunday at venues throughout Overtown and Little Haiti. For more information, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.